Lack LABICHE, 2 games and 20 goals against. That's not a good way to start the season. It's even worse when you can only muster 3 goals on the offensive in those games. It's been a tough start to the hockey season for the Lack LaBiche Junior B Clippers. They began regular season play in Wainwright on Saturday, taking on the Bisons. The Clippers were trounced 14-1. It was ugly, said Clippers manager Willie Abougoush as he pulled up a seat alongside the Bold Center home ice boards on Saturday afternoon, hoping the team's second game of the season and their regular season home opener would go better. It did. Not in terms of win or lose, but in terms of one-sided scoring. The Clippers lost 6-2 to the so far undefeated Cold Lake Ice in the Saturday game. Despite the scoreboard display, the game saw the Clippers come back from a 3-goal deficit in the third period to bring the score to within 1, before Cold Lake's offense took hold, and found holes in Clippers netminder Joshua Irving, the BC prospect who's had a tough, 20 goals against, 2-game introduction to the league. Clippers officials say they are looking at ways to bolster the netminder position. The 2 Clipper goals of the Saturday game were scored by Payson Cardinal and Keanu Folds. Cardinal was the lone goalscorer in Saturday's tilt. For the Ice, Devin McCormick notched 2 goals in the 6-2 win. Also doubling up on the score sheet for Cold Lake was Noah Cook. Dawson Cook and Josh Butt rounded out the Cold Lake scoring. Next games, the Ice bring their undefeated streak back to their home ice on Friday, October 8 against the St. Paul Canadiens. The Ice continue their home stand on Saturday night when they play the Killam Wheat Kings. Both games are an 8 p.m. start. The Clippers get a little rest this week, with no game scheduled for Friday. Their Saturday game, back on Bold Center home ice, is a rematch with the Bisons. That game starts at 7:30 p.m. Clippers officials have now changed the admission rules for home ice games. Team officials are no longer asking fans for proof of vaccination at the door. Without the exemption plan, however, the stands at the home games are restricted to 1/3 capacity. Going into the next week of play, the Cold Lake Ice are at the top of the NEAJHL standings, followed by St. Paul and Killam. The Clippers are in last place of the 7-team league.